Praise God. It's a wonderful thing when Jesus deals with us. Hallelujah. When he knows the heart and speaks to the heart and deals with the personal condition. And this I've learned, beloved, that the gifts of the Spirit that work in the realm, say, of knowledge and discernment and this kind of gift, they are only safe if they're held in love. They're only safe. I've met so many people and they've been able to discern things and do things, but they haven't been held in love. And oh, what tragedy has been wrought in people's lives. Perhaps some of you in this conference have suffered from some such thing. Well, we all have to learn. But you and I, beloved, we've got to learn that God is love. I want to learn this more and more. How great is the love of God. Praise Him. It just has to become your life. It has to become your life. Do you want that? Do you really want it? That's why God has to make you righteous. That's why He has to take away your sin. That's why He has to destroy that self-centeredness, self-will, self-seeking. He has to destroy all that. Nothing of that can remain. And He'll take you yet into further situations which will be lovely opportunities for you to assert yourself or realize yourself or practice your gift. Oh, the further you go with God, the more you receive of the Spirit, still you have greater opportunities to break down into self. This is the wonder of it all. If Jesus had broken down into mere natural self to please himself, that's why he had to do the Father's will. He dare not live in self-pleasing at all. Mere self-pleasing, good as he was, Son of God that he was, he dare not live to please himself on this earth, except that his pleasure was to do his Father's will. He just, and this will explain Gethsemane to you, he just had, in the last analysis, to live unto his Father's will, to please his Father. Glory be to God. And he did it. He did it. You see, beloved, you can't offer sin to Father, to God. I've heard people say, I'm going to lay my cigarettes on the altar. Filthy things, God wouldn't have those. What do you mean you're going to lay your cigarettes on the altar? Do you think God wants that filth? Do you really? You say, I'm going to lay myself on the altar. Do you think God wants that filthy thing? Do you think so? All he wants you to do is to stop cheating and twisting and let him get his hands on you. That's what he wants. That darling you won't let him touch. That storehouse of all iniquity, that thing you love, that treasure store of self, that thing that you want to get sanctified and offer to God, and I don't know what, and it's the devil's seed in you, and it's the devil's life. And that's got to be crucified, and is crucified, and it's done with, and it's dead, and it's buried. deeper than the Derwent. Amen. And then when God really got you, it's that new man that's got to be given to God. Jesus died on the cross rather than that God should accept that old you. He died on the cross to destroy it with all its impossibilities, with all its filth of self. And then when you really are totally renewed, that new man has got to be offered to God. You can't even live to the self of the new man. You can't even do that. Look at Jesus. Look at Jesus. And especially read John's Gospel concerning him. Especially read John's Gospel 50 times before you read your portion again. Read John's Gospel 50 times, or if that wearies you, 25. If you can't take a man's standard on it, let it be 25. Read it 25 times before you read your next daily portion. Amen. So who's he to dictate to me? I'm advising you. And learn Jesus and see how he just every moment gave himself up to his Father. Amen. And that was just the Lord's, and the Lord could do as he liked with him. What a wonderful thing that is. So, beloved, let's walk in this way. It's the way of perfect liberty. Freedom from sin, we sing. Oh, wonderful story. Freedom from self. Oh, more wonderful story. Amen. It's precious. Then the Lord knows he can do just what he likes with you. Then he can send you anywhere. He can do just as he likes. And you just love to do his will. Praise the name of the Lord.